With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. The rock band Nine Inch Nails was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020, 3 decades after their formation. Next week, the group's founding drummer will join a panel discussion at the Michigan State University Museum. I talked with Chris Vrenna about his career, which in recent years has focused on video game music and teaching. Singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Trent Reznor formed Nine Inch Nails in 1988. Chris Vrenna was the group's drummer on their landmark album, The Downward Spiral. That 1994 album included the gut-wrenching Hurt. And the disturbing Closer. Nowadays, Vrenna is an assistant professor of performing arts technology at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. And much of his work in recent years has focused on composing video game soundtracks like Doom 3. Video games were a huge pastime for Vrenna and Reznor in the early days of Nine Inch Nails.
When we got our first tour bus, when we were big enough to get a bus, we got 2 486 PCs, which were the top of the hill at that time. We'd put one in the front lounge, one in the back lounge on the tables, and run a LAN cable down the whole bus just so we could play death matches, you know, as we're driving around.
Vrenna says game developers often approached musicians for their projects. It was a selling point to have a rock star attached to your game. In his case, that meant being invited to work on games with science fiction or horror themes. Hiring well-known musicians has become less of a factor in recent years, considering how expensive it is to create modern games. Budgets can approach $100 million.
With that kind of commitment, games have really gone more in the realm of like motion pictures. So that's why you see today a lot of video games that are nothing but sequels.
Sequels like Call of Duty and Madden Football. Music technology is constantly evolving. From the earliest mono recording moving on to the left and right tracks of stereo, Vrenna says engineers now have endless software options. Options he covers with his U of M students.
Pro Tools for a long time was 64 tracks. That was the ceiling. And then it went to 128. Now every single digital recording audio workstation is unlimited. You can record tracks until your hard drive shuts down or the CPU runs out. That's a problem because now nobody wants to make a decision.
As for Nine Inch Nails going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020, Vrenna has a big trophy, and his name will be on the wall there forever.
And all I ever wanted to do musically was to touch people, reach people on some level. If I got one person to say, man, your record got me through the worst breakup of my life, or whatever, I've done my job.
Along with Nine Inch Nails, Vrenna has worked with acts like Marilyn Manson, Smashing Pumpkins, and Gnarls Barkley. Through it all, he enjoys teaching and working on video game projects while also having a certain amount of anonymity.
Not a soul has recognized me anywhere in 20 years.
In 2013, Vrenna decided to leave performing behind in favor of teaching the next generation of musicians. Still, he confesses that he misses playing live. On March 18th, Chris Vrenna will join composer and techno-innovator Carl Craig, game developer Ryan Thompson, and Pablo Giuliani, a physicist at MSU's Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, for a free public conversation about music, science, and video games. That's at the MSU Museum next Wednesday, starting at 5:30. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.